Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable, a podcast where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services for the Town of Barnstable that connects us to our quality of life. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Lynn Poyant, and on this episode of Discover Barnstable, we are joined by DPW Communications Manager Kelly Colopy. As a passionate marketing and communications professional, Kelly has worked with some of the largest employers on Cape Cod to develop multimedia storytelling campaigns that fuel engagement and public awareness. As a newish mom to an energetic toddler, she enjoys spending her free time hiking the Cape's abundant trails and making lattes from local coffee shops. Welcome, Kelly. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
And now you're coming up on your one-year anniversary of working for the Town of Barnstable, and you are embedded as a communications manager within DPW. And it started out that it was primarily the Comprehensive Wastewater Management Plan, which is a huge 30-year program that we have here. So can you give us a super high level of what is currently going on within that program?
Yeah, absolutely. So you hit the nail on the head. I've been with the town for almost a year. It'll be a year this coming November at the DPW as the communications manager. And like you said, the role really was solidified to help communicate all of the work that's going on across the Comprehensive Wastewater Management Plan. So not just the sewer expansion, which is what we see so prevalently in the roadways through construction, but also all of the innovative and alternative solutions that we are developing and executing, as well as just general awareness of why we have a problem, a water quality problem on the Cape, and what we're doing to fix it. Exactly. I really have been working on developing messaging around all of the various aspects of the CWMP, as well as really taking the tools that your team built prior to my arrival and leveraging them to make sure that we're hitting our community in every aspect possible. Whatever tool or application you may use, whether you're web-based or you prefer print or, you know, you like a podcast or text notifications, really making sure that we share updates regarding the CWMP in as many avenues and platforms as possible.
And that's one of the things, because anytime you send a press release about road construction, that press release not only goes out to all of our media, to our civic associations, to our libraries, but you also tailor it to go out on our social media, different social channels. And then we also have our new My Barnstable app, which has been terrific for getting the word out when there's specific detours and delays
exactly.
that may happen. So year two of the first 10-year phase is kind of wrapping up?
Yeah, essentially it is, yeah. I came in probably about halfway through year one, just on the cusp of year two, and we are making progress, moving towards year three of the first 10-year phase. And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, the CWMP is a 30-year program, a plan that needs to be implemented across 30 years. And each phase is 10 years. This first phase, just looking at the sewer expansion side of things alone, we have 16 separate projects. So we have one, which is the Strawberry Hill Road project, which is essentially complete. There is some testing along the project route right now. And then we anticipate first connections for sewer to occur or be available, I should say, this coming spring. And then we also have the Route 28 East project, which is currently ongoing. If you've driven down Route 28, you've seen that road work resumed after Labor Day, and we have some detour for westbound traffic specifically. That project's on track for a spring 24 completion as well, and we'll anticipate sewer connections for that project probably sometime, a few months or so after the construction actually is finished. And then we've got a myriad of other neighborhood projects, what we refer to as the Finney's Lane neighborhoods, Centerville Village, a variety. Like I said, 16 separate projects just in this first phase. About 68% of those projects are in some form of design or survey or active construction like you're seeing right now.
That's fantastic. So as the new communications manager, what are some of your goals for the future? You've definitely hit the ground running. You've made some tremendous things, and there's a sewer connection guide that is going to be released in the relative near future. And I know that that took a lot of time when you first arrived here. So what are your goals for the future?
Oh, that's it's a great question and a large question, and I have a lot of goals. Let's put it that way. I'm a resident first and foremost here in Barnstable. I actually live within much of the construction that's ongoing. I live in Centerville. So I understand, I have that unique perspective of living and working and sort of playing in the area where all of this is happening and understanding the frustrations of the average, you know, motorist, but also property owner. So the first thing really is making sure we clear up misinformation. And it's no fault of anyone's. It's just, it's such a complex plan, the CWMP, and the work, just like what we're seeing with the sewer expansion side of things, that is so complex in itself. So really trying to clear up misinformation, really boil down some of the very technical engineering jargon and make it more easily palatable for the average resident to understand, and taking all of the tools that were created and just maximizing them. So the biggest thing that I've worked on is the redesign of Barnstable Water Resources, which is such a valuable site. I mean, we have...
It's the web page that's designated, designated to all water resource issues.
Yep. It's a town-owned website that your team developed for us. And we've really taken a lot of feedback from the community. I mean, a huge portion of my role, which we didn't touch upon, is that sort of one-on-one outreach. So, you know, speaking with residents, realtors, business associations, and really hearing what their frustrations, their pain points are, and really just educating them on the sewer connection process. So we took a lot of the feedback over the last, 11 months and use that to redesign the website, the web page, and make it a little bit more easier for people to find what they want on that front page. But then for those who want to dive deeper and learn more about the water quality issue on Cape Cod and why we're sewering versus some other alternatives, and then some of the innovative solutions that Amber Unruh from our team is working on, there's just all of that information there as well. So redesigning that site was really the catalyst for helping build the sewer connection handbook, which, as you mentioned, will be available ahead of First Connections this spring. And that's really a step-by-step guide of everything as a property owner you need to know and understand to help you through the connection process, starting from pre-construction when we host our public information meetings, and how to be sort of clued in to where to find the information, like we talked about, all the channels we have here available through the town, all the way to the property owner's responsibility for connecting the building on their property to the sewer installed in the roadway, through the permitting and ultimately the acceptance of sewer and tying in and using that sewer utility. So really walking through the entire process from soup to nuts, and then also providing additional information such as the financial resources that are available with programs such as the Aqua Fund through the county. So really just a robust document that will be available through print as well as a digital version that folks can access.
And one of the things that you do so well is you take engineer ease and you turn it into everyday speak. And that is just so important for the residents. And I know that for a lot of residents, until it affects them, they may hear things, but it's only when it actually affects them that they start to ask your questions. So I know that you've been very responsive, because we get a lot of questions into the town main mailbox. And we also have a water resources email address as well. And you are very responsive to get back to people. So we hope that people will utilize you as a resource.
Absolutely.
And we know that they are. The other thing that's nice about having you embedded in DPW is that it's not just the comprehensive wastewater management plan. There are a number of different divisions, some enterprise funds, so solid waste, hyenas water supply, the water pollution control, that you also assist in getting the words out for that. For instance, when the town has a hazardous waste collection with the county, you help us get the word out regarding that as well.
Yeah, so, there was definitely a ramp-up period where I was very much focused on the CWMP, but as soon as I sort of got my feet underneath me and understood the CWMP as a program as a whole and the sewer expansion side, I started to really take on a more active role, really working with all the divisions, as you mentioned. So definitely work very closely with Tracy over at Solid Waste. We're also working on a cardboard contamination campaign as well. So if you think about when you're, you know, bringing your boxes from your Amazon deliveries or whatever, wherever you may be ordering from, a lot of folks will leave the styrofoam or the plastic packaging inside those boxes, and you go and recycle the cardboard, and all of that extra material actually causes an issue for the recycling equipment and the team as a whole. So we're working on a campaign around that. I also work very closely. I mentioned Amber Unruh, helping her really form some messaging points around water quality. We're going to be building out a much more robust page on the Water Resources website to not just focus on the pond and lake water quality, as you know, often we'll see the cyanobacteria updates we post there, but also looking at the estuaries monitoring and our embayment monitoring. So working with her as well. And then, you know, we have a very large roads team and highway division as well. So there's a lot going on. I was quite honestly shocked how much is managed by DPW, and we're really lucky to have such a talented team there. And I feel very lucky to be there to help them message all of the great work that they're doing.
Right. And Structures and Grounds, which is responsible for all the buildings in town, and they're also responsible for the greenery that we have around.
Yeah, another, you know, very common project that a lot of folks have heard about is the Centerville Playground renovation. So I worked very closely with Joe Marshall on messaging and putting together press releases regarding the demolition that happened for that particular piece of the wooden play structure. So a lot more to come on that. Also, we're working very closely with the town architect, Mark Marinaccio. So I really have gotten a chance to work with so many different project managers and senior leaders across all of the divisions at DPW.
That's great. Now, we mentioned a number of the communications tools that you have, but one of the things that when we have road construction is the access to Waze. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up. That was actually, again, a tool that your team created that I was able to just sort of take on and run with and developed. We had the Waze for Cities partnership developed when I joined the town. But actually having me, as you mentioned, being embedded in DPW and knowing that, you know, one thing I say to folks all the time is construction is very fluid. It's very difficult sometimes to have my job and talk to residents and business owners because I want to give them the perfect plan. This is what the detour is going to look like. This is when the contractor is going to be on the road. But in reality, that doesn't always happen. We have weather that causes delays. We have, a piece of equipment might break and the contractor has to fix it, you know, so that they continue work or, you know, whatever myriad of issues can come up. More often than not, it is weather, especially as we move into the colder weather seasons. And so there isn't always this perfect, you know, construction starts at 8:15 and it ends at 4:30. So having the Waze for Cities partnership, we're actually able to update our road closures and detours in real time. So I can set what I anticipate the week looking like, but I can go in there at the minute I'm told that a job's going to be running late or they're going to be finishing early, which is always a blessing, you know, great for all of us who have to travel home during the rush hour. I can go in there in real time and update that. So having that Waze for Cities partnership is really great. It gives us so much autonomy to be able to control what roads are open on the Waze app. And what a lot of folks don't realize is that also talks to Apple and Google Maps as well. So it really is, you know, a great tool. I get a lot of residents who will kind of chuckle and say, why do I need Waze when I'm a resident? I know my way around. But honestly, you can't beat looking at that live map before you either leave for work in the morning or, you know, leave for an appointment in the afternoon, because it gives you such a full picture of not just the detours, but also where traffic's backing up, even unrelated to road construction. So it's a great tool. We have it embedded directly on the Barnstable Water Resources website, but we also share the links very, very regularly through the My Barnstable app and social media as well.
That's terrific. You provide us with weekly updates for our weekly e-news, and there's a community currents newsletter that is also something that takes place when needed.
Yep.
And so that is another means of communication. People that go to the Barnstable Water Resources website can sign up for community currents directly there. So is there anything else that you would that we've missed? Oh, you know what? Watershed permit application.
Oh, yes.
That was submitted on September 1st.
September 1st, yep. We gave ourselves our own artificial deadline, you know, working with the team with Dan Santos, our director, and assistant director Rob Steen, and of course our town engineer Griffin Bowden. We knew that we had, just from conversations with Mass DEP, that we had all the tools in place to be able to successfully submit that application. We already had a state-approved CWMP, Comprehensive Wastewater Management Plan. We had all the necessary certifications from, you know, from MEPA, the Cape Cod Commission, you know, having our 208 plan consistency determination. We had all of the fundamentals needed for that application. Really, what we had to do was write a compelling cover letter. So we gave ourselves our own artificial deadline, and we met it, and we were so thrilled that we were able to get that application in as quickly as we did. And it's currently in review with Mass DEP. You know, no idea how long that review process is going to take. But we'll certainly keep the community updated. But one thing I would love to just really highlight is that when we submitted that application, we submitted the application with the request for a watershed permit to cover the entire town of Barnstable. So all of our watersheds, all seven watersheds that are included in the CWMP, that application put in the request for a watershed permit to cover the entire town, so not just specific areas.
And this was actually in response to the Mass DEP's change to Title V and watershed permit regulations.
Yes.
That came out in July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, great. Well, thank you for adding that.
Of course.
So is there anything else that you think that we should cover? We will welcome you anytime you'd like to come back.
I think as we start to see more projects moving towards the construction phase, it would be great to come back and really just give folks a behind-the-scenes look as to what's happening and why. But the one thing I would probably just say is that, you know, we get it. We know that the road construction is frustrating. We understand that people, you know, want to be able to plan their day and their commute. You want to understand when the construction is specifically going to happen in front of your property. And some of that we can give you, and some of that information is evolving. I mean, the CWMP, the sewer expansion side of the CWMP, I should say, is really an adaptive schedule. It was built to specifically be adaptive to work with things such as inflation or, project timelines ebbing and flowing. And right now we are on schedule, and that's a great feeling. And so it's fairly easy for me to give some certainty to some of the anticipated timelines. But I just ask that everyone have patience and know that we have really such a talented team working on this project, and it's such a complex project. So I'm open to suggestions for how residents would love to hear more about not just the sewer side, but the CWMP as a whole. I think we have a wealth of tools that I encourage everyone to really utilize. Pick your preference if you prefer app or website or social media based. But really just leverage me, you know, give me your feedback as a resident, as a business owner. And, you know, I'll take that and I'll use that to develop communications tools that will work for our community.
And I know that you've been very willing to go to present before groups. You and Griffin,
yes,
our town engineer, have shown up to civic associations, neighborhood associations, to provide general information. And, mm-hmm. and there's actually an opportunity on the website to say that you want a community presentation.
Yep.
So that people can let
sign
you know.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually glad you mentioned that, because that's another thing that, you know, there's so much opportunity that sometimes I forget to, you know, remind folks of things like that. But we have had a number of requests as you'll see more road construction, people start to, you know, their antenna goes up, they start to think a bit about it a little bit. And we've had a number of requests this summer in particular. So we've spoken with a number of homeowners associations. And then one avenue that's been fantastic for us is actually our local realtors. It started with the Barnstable Realtors Group. I spoke at their annual breakfast. And then from there, it was sort of a jumping off point for other larger realtor companies or groups, I should say, to invite us to speak. So I've spoken with the Compass Group, both their Barnstable and their Osterville offices. I'm speaking with another condo association coming up actually next week. So we welcome that. Absolutely. I mean, we host our public information meetings ahead of projects, actual, you know, solidified projects as part of our sewer expansion. But we certainly welcome the opportunity to speak with associations and businesses and I love speaking with our realtors too, because they really are the front lines, you know? So that's been a wonderful opportunity for us to allow folks to actually request those meetings.
And what a benefit for the home buyer to have a realtor who is fully informed,
yes,
as far as what the expectations are, mm-hmm, when someone purchases a home that is scheduled to be sewered somewhere down the line.
Yeah, and that's really what I am doing with a lot of these realtors. You know, obviously speaking to their entire group and really educating them as to why we have the CWMP and why sewer expansion, but also being that direct line for them. So right now, property owners can look up, using the assessor's database, the property lookup tool, you can look up your property and you can see if you are slated for phase one, phase two, or phase three of sewer expansion. But that currently is as far as you can go. So to be able to know, let's say you're in phase one, which of the 16 projects you're in and when that construction timeline is sort of firming up around your property, you'd really have to come to me. So we are working on a way to make that a little bit more of a self-service option for folks, but that's a huge benefit for the realtors, is they know they can call me when they're listing a new property, and if they're in phase one, I can tell them, here's what project that parcel is identified in, and here's the anticipated timeline. So then it just gives them even more information for potential buyers to just sort of set the right expectations as to when construction may be occurring around that property and when they could potentially estimate connecting to sewer.
That's fantastic. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're glad you're here, Kelly.
Thank you.
We think that you do a great job, and we consider, even though you're part of the DPW team, you're definitely part of the communications team. We work with you pretty much on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So we've got a bonus question for you.
Ooh, all right.
So if we were to look at your Spotify playlist, what would be at the top?
Ooh, what would be at the top? Well, right now, because I have a toddler, a 2.5-year-old, he's very big into the Rio movie. So we've got the Rio motion picture soundtrack. That's probably number one. And honestly, very good songs, I have to say. But I'm also, I love it. I was still streaming on my way over here. I didn't even notice. So, but I'm also a huge country music fan. So a lot of Brothers Osborne, some Zac Brown Band, just saw them at Fenway. So definitely a lot of country music as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you to our audience for taking time with us, listening to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable. We hope you found a new understanding of how your municipal government works for you and our community. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us and let us know what you would like to learn next. Until next time, go Discover Barnstable.